الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Hello. Thank you, sir. وعليكم السلام. بعدين الكلام قرقر بعدين، الحين ما في قرقر. All praise is due to Allah, and we send the peace and blessings upon His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's khutbah was very interesting indeed. I've never actually heard anyone discuss this topic, from whether tapes or whatever lectures or talks. This is something very unique and very rarely ever touched upon. Can anyone deduce from some of the Arabic that you may know what the khutbah was about? Anyone wants to give it a shot? Yes and no. Well, I mean, every khutbah you're going to make, anything you speak about in Islam falls under وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Because it's the verse, and I only created jinn and ins to worship me. So anytime you discuss anything in Islam, it falls under that principle. That's a given. Surah Al-Baqarah. What about it?
No, maybe more the ayah.
No. It was actually about the servitude of the creation of Allah except the human beings. What does that mean? The Shaykh first mentioned that everything that Allah created worships Allah. Everything worships Allah. And the creation or the species that has the least effort and the worst among the creation are the human beings. Us being the worst in comparison to the rest of the creation. Although it is amazing that the son of Adam, who came from a sperm, originally from dirt, then graduated to becoming from a sperm due to the relationship between the parents, who came originally from dust, to be arrogant enough to disobey Allah, disbelieve in Allah, reject Allah, and walk arrogantly upon earth. Whereas the other creation, which is greater and more difficult to maintain, if you really want to think, nothing is difficult to Allah. But if we were to think about it, if you had to take care of a child versus taking care of the heavens, which one you think will be an easier task? The baby. But to take care of the heavens with its size, if you had to dust it off, assuming that it got dusty, if you had to mop the ground in case it had a ground, whatever it may be, that's a lot of sky for you to worry about. But the baby is a baby. Anyone can take care of a baby. And Allah Azza wa Jalla directed us toward this in the Quran. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ بَنَاهَا. Are you more difficult to create, or is it the heavens? And the answer is the heavens. The son of Adam, easy. But the heavens is outstanding in size. So this concept that every creation of Allah is worshipping Allah continuously, whereas the son of Adam, most of them have rejected Allah and denied His right by not worshipping Him or by worshipping others alongside with Him. Then the Shaykh basically elaborated on examples of how the other creation worships Allah. How the other creation worships Allah. He mentioned a number of them, beginning with the animals. And all this falls under a verse where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Allah says in the Quran, I believe it's in Surah Al-Isra, the heavens and the earth and everything that is between them, yani everything, glorifies Allah. And there isn't a single thing that doesn't glorify Allah, except that you do not understand their method of glorification. Yani you don't hear it saying Subhanallah, but it is by default Allah, because Allah says there's nothing that Allah created except that it glorifies Allah Azza wa Jal. So the whole creation glorifies Allah. Then he mentioned examples of animals. And he quoted the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which a cow was ridden by a man. Now you know, a cow is not the kind of animal that you ride on, right? You don't really ride a cow around. Rather, it does what? The field. It does the whatever you call it. What's the technical term?
Flowing. Yes.
As in F-L-O-W?
Flowing.
MashaAllah. Well, you brothers, man, you guys gotta start teaching English, man. We got vacancy in the school. Tayyib. That's what it does. So when this man got on it, the cow told him, "Hey, we were not created for that." Walaikum salam. We were not. The pizza's good, huh? Hey, so I got you confused. Walaikum salam. Ahlan wa sahlan. Walaikum salam. MashaAllah. That's a soccer team. Hey, yes, right there. Somebody move the bags there, Sheikh. Let the brother sit down. So the cow told the man, "Get off me. We were not created for that. We were created for blowing." Hey. So then he said, "This is amazing. A cow is speaking to me." So he went and told this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, "Verily, I believe in that, and so does Abu Bakr and Umar." Another occasion, a wolf or a fox, he wound up stealing one of the sheep from the shepherd. So he chased after him and he got it back from him. So the fox told him, "Do you deprive me of the sustenance that Allah had given me? Allah gave me the sustenance, man. This is how they live. At the end of the day, he doesn't make a telephone order for his son, some sheep. Send me two sheep, barakallah fi. He has to go and steal it from someone. That's how his sustenance is. It's not haram for him, that's halal. Right? Some big fish eat on little fish. The big fish eat on the little fish is not haram. That's the sustenance that Allah gave it." So he said, "You deprive me of the sustenance that Allah gave me?" So the man said, the man was shocked. He said, "A wolf or a fox sitting on his tail speaking to me like a human being?" He said, "You want to hear something more amazing than that?" He said, "What is it?" He said, "There's this man named Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is narrated to the people the stories of the people of the past." So this man took off and went to Medina. And he went and he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what had happened. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wait." He called a salatu jami'ah. He called for the people to gather. Then he gathered the people. He said, "Tell them what you told me." So the man told them what he had told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I bear witness that what he said is the truth." This is among the miracles that Allah azza wa jal allows to happen. Don't say, "No way. How is an animal going to speak to a human being?" The one who made you speak can make the animal speak. We know from authentic narrations that the branch of a tree that the Prophet used to use as a pulpit when he would give the khutbah, right? Before they put the minbar, he would grab onto the branch of a tree and deliver the khutbah from there. When they made him his pulpit and he was no longer giving the khutbah near the tree, the people, the Sahaba, would hear the tree crying. They used to cry until the Prophet ﷺ would come and pat it like he would do to an animal so it will settle down, because it missed the presence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in essence, we know also from the signs of the Day of Judgment, as it comes in the Quran, that a beast will come from the ground and will speak to the people and will tell them, "Verily, people were disbelievers in Allah." All of these are under the will of Allah. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Walaikum salam. And Allah is able to do all things. If your mind cannot visualize how an animal can speak, accuse your mind of deficiency. Don't accuse the teachings of Islam. Unless the narration was unauthentic. Then you say, okay, this is unauthentic and it goes against my mind. If the narration is sound, it is verified as something that is attributed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have nothing to do but to submit. So this happened. This was an example of animals. Of course, then he mentioned the example of the... He started with something besides that before he went to that. He mentioned the trees. The trees actually are among the worshippers of Allah, those who submit to Allah. Allah says in Surah Ar-Rahman, وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. And the stars and the trees prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now you do not have to see the prostration as you do sujood, where you see a tree is going to go down on the ground on its knee first or its hands first and do the sujood. That is not what is intended. What is intended that it makes a sujood in the way Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Whether it is physical or otherwise, this is not what we're concerned about. What we are concerned about is the submission. The act of submission by the tree that Allah Azza wa Jal had created. That they submit to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he gave other examples. He said the tree is among those who will bear witness to the Mu'adhin. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one of you is out there in the open, tayyib, you're not in the masjid, you're in the fields. And it's time for the adhan. Call the adhan and make sure that your voice is extremely loud. Don't be doing no, you know, whispering kind of thing. Say it as loud as possible. Why? Because there isn't a single rock or a tree or any piece of earth that hears you except that it will bear witness for you on the day of judgment that you had called the adhan. Which means it will be in the book of your good deeds. So the tree is also involved in that. Then he mentioned the ocean. This is a dangerous narration. There's a narration that he mentioned, I believe is in Bukhari, that the ocean every night seeks permission from Allah to drown the people. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, leave my servants alone, perhaps they will repent to me. Every night the ocean asks permission of Allah, oh Allah, allow me to drown the people because of the sins that the son of Adam is committing on earth. And the ocean wants to take revenge for Allah's rights. But Allah is merciful. He says, leave my servants alone, perhaps they will repent to me. Sometimes this is not the case. When Allah wants to give them what they deserve, you see a tsunami, an ocean will jump from its place and land on in your house. And this is all by the will of Allah. It doesn't happen by nature, period. It is the nature under the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we need to be careful of that. This is the ocean also worshipping Allah. The heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth, as Allah says, ثم استوى إلى السماء فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا بل أتينا طائعين. Allah Azza wa Jal, after He created the earth, He turned towards the heavens and He told the heavens and the earth, come in submission or come in the state of not or being يعني, dislike, in the state of dislike. They said, no, verily we will come to you in the state of obedience, O Allah. So they came to Allah Azza wa Jal in the state of obedience, meaning the heavens and the earth also obey Allah. The earth on the day of judgment, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day the earth will speak about it, the news. What is the news? What the son of Adam has committed from sins upon it. Oh Allah, this person, such and such, the son of such and such sin on me, on the earth. So the earth will also speak against the children of Adam. This is another indication that the earth is submitting to Allah Azza wa Jal and the state of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. The examples he gave may be more than that. He picked up a little bit of everything, the mountains, the oceans, the heavens and the earth, the animals, and he mentioned some other things that I do not recall right now. But what is the objective of this thing? Is that everything that Allah has created understands their purpose of life. They understand the purpose of life and they submit to Allah. They submit to Allah. No one denies it. The angels don't disobey Allah in the least bit. This is why it is important for you to understand when you speak with the Christians and they tell you that Satan was an angel who disobeyed Allah. You explain to them that Satan was never an angel. He was a jinn. Whether they know jinn or not, then it becomes on you to teach them. The evidence for that is in Surah Al-Kahf. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. And your Lord, when your Lord commanded, and recall when your Lord commanded the angels to prostrate to Allah, so they prostrated, except Iblis, Satan, كان من الجن. He was among the jinn. He was never an angel. He was qualified as a jinn to be among the angels. Because what apparently outwardly he appeared to be pious. But when the situation came for the test, his real hatred and envy that he had for Adam came out. And he refused to prostrate because he thought he was made from fire, and fire is better than clay. So he refused to prostrate. He disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, and he was arrogant in the kingdom of Allah, and he was kicked out. And then he took a promise that he will take me and you with him. So are we going to obey? Are we going to listen to that fool who disobeyed Allah? Or are we going to obey Allah Azza wa Jal? Waalaikum salam. We shall obey Allah and disobey Satan. And Allah mentioned the mountains. Ma'alis, he's okay, inshallah. You want this? There was a chair here. Never mind. No problem, I don't mind you sitting. No, I don't mind you sitting. It's, if you're uncomfortable, I'm comfortable. But I don't want you to be uncomfortable. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Listen to this verse. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, had we descended this Quran upon a mountain, you will find it humble, and it will crush from the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And these examples we strike for the people, perhaps they may think. Now the Shaykh said, Subhanallah, how could it be that the son of Adam, who came from a clot of blood, a small piece of flesh, can be more hard than the mountain? The mountain that if all of us came together to move it half an inch, we'll not be able to move a mountain. Had this Quran been descended upon it, it will crush from the fear of Allah. Yet the son of Adam was made out of some weak flesh and bones that can be broken with somebody kicking you in the right position. Is too arrogant and too hard that if the Quran comes upon him, nothing happens. Nothing happens. This applies to the non-Muslims and to the Muslims. The non-Muslims being not accepting it altogether, the Muslims where you recite, Ya Shaykh, Ya Fear Allah, Allah says such in the Quran, and the person will go and do exactly the opposite of what Allah said in the Quran. This is an indication that the effect that it's supposed to have, it is not really having it. It is not really having it on the individual. There was another thing that I just recalled that the Shaykh mentioned. Subhanallah. It was just there, and I was going to finish this point to mention it, and now it's gone again. Regardless, if Allah had a decree for me to remember it, I would remember it either sooner or later, or I would not remember it. Whatever the case may be, the objective of this whole khutbah was, O people, look at the other creation of Allah, who doesn't have the intellect, طيب, yet is submitted to Allah, and we are given the intellect, which should make us reason more, should have more reason. Yet we disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, and we turn away from His commands. Now I remembered. See, I know it comes later in it. The Christians, he said, an evidence that the heavens and the earth and the mountains are also worshippers of Allah, is that when Allah described in Surah Maryam, the accusation that they accused Allah with, that He begotten a son, that Allah had begotten a son, He said, Allah Azza wa Jal, تَكَادُ وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّ أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدًا. And they say, the Christians and their likes, Allah has taken a son. Allah says, the heavens are about to open splendor, and the earth is about to crush. No, and the earth is about to crush, and the mountain about to fall apart and become nothing but dust because of the greatness of the statement that they have accused Allah Azza wa Jalla of what? Taking a son. So even the heavens and the earth and the mountains are jealous and are displeased with that accusation that they've given to Allah. So much so that they're about to do that. Had it not been for the will of Allah for them to remain in their place, they would have eaten and swallowed everyone who claimed that Allah has a son whose name is Jesus Christ, and taken Allah Azza wa Jal from the status of divinity into being man, incarnated in God. Some crazy, outrageous, unacceptable concept that no one in his right brain will continue living life after it has been clarified to him that this is incorrect with this methodology. No way, no way, God The creator, the sustainer, the all capable, the all powerful is going to become a man who's going to come on earth and get swooped and slapped and bleed to death on the cross for me and you to have a nice dandy life. Because we have faith that he died for our sins. And I read this often in these Christian websites where they say, "Thank you Jesus for dying for my sins." Please man, give me a break with that stuff. I accept you as my savior. Please come into my life. Please come into my heart. Thank you for dying for my sins. Excuse me? That's like sending a letter to someone, "Thank you for going to prison for me. I enjoy being free." The person sitting there like, "Man, you need to be in prison, I need to be free. What do you mean thank you for being in prison for you?" Man, this is nonsense. He will call the judge, he will call the people, say, "Get me a lawyer over here. This world is crazy. All of a sudden I pay for this guy." Not only that, it wasn't some person whom Allah hated. No, the begotten son of Allah according to them. The most beloved to him. This is similar to you having a business. Okay, and a person robs. Okay, here's what happens. You own a bank. You have all these employees. Among them is your son. He's the best employee. A person comes in or out? In. Out. A person who has bad credit. You know what bad credit? Meaning disqualified. Anytime he goes to a bank for a loan, they say, "Ma'a salama. Anta, you know, for not paying back." He comes in and he agrees with all of the employees that they will lend him some money without the knowledge of the owner. Tayyib. Now they know that this person doesn't qualify. Furthermore, they know that he will never pay back. And all of them conspire, conspiracy, with that individual against the owner of the company, the bank, and his son, who didn't help, who didn't assist in that. Walaikum salam. They all conspire with him that they will lend this person the money, and they do. Who finds out? The boss. He finds out that the money was taken out. He lost $10,000 that were given a loan. He knows this money is never coming back, and he has recognized that all of his employees were involved in the scheme except his son, who's also an employee. Now think of this now. So he does, here's what he does. First thing he does, now his son was supposed to be paid in two days, $10,000. He takes the money from his son, not any other employee. He takes the $10,000, puts it back in the bank so he could cover up for the loss. Then he fires his son. Say, "Get out of here, you bastard. Never come back to this bank." Now notice, the son didn't do anything. Everybody else is evil. His son didn't help. He gets fired, humiliated, throws stuff, this desk out. Yalla, go find a job at McDonald's. Flip some burgers. Ajib. Then he calls for a meeting. He calls everybody for a compulsory meeting. He says, "My beloved employees, you know I love you very much. And the news had reached me that you helped the son of a gun steal my money. And my son was the only one who didn't help. So because of this sin you committed, I decided to take the money from my son and fire him." Notice now. And this is justice. This is justice. In case you didn't know what justice means, justice is when a person who's innocent pays for the mistake of the guilty one. You can all keep your job. I love you very much. You can remain with me. Somebody already paid for your mistakes. Who? My beloved loyal son. The employees are like, "This is a crazy person, man. What kind of boss is this?" This is the least that you could say. Wallahi, this is how the Christians say it. God has helpless creation. They keep sinning. Man, what's going on with these people? The only way where we could save them is by bringing my beloved son, who's also a God, sending him down to earth so he could get humiliated and beaten up and crucified for the other people to remain in good shape. And this is out of justice. This is dumb. And this is oppression. To take the soul or to punish someone, not anyone, your beloved, a person beloved to you because of the sins of someone else, is injustice. But the Christians want to convince you that this is what life is all about. Why? So you can continue drinking the alcohol and continue fornicating and continue smoking and continue living life according to what is pleasing to you on the expense of that Jesus Christ died for my sins. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for taking away my sins. Yes. No. No, no, no. We don't approve of that. We don't agree with that. You have to understand that because this is what the da'wah is upon. You have to speak with your family members with reason. Tell them for Allah's sake. Leave alone what the priest is saying. I want you to use your mind. Does this make any sense to you? No way it will make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. If you don't accept this, if I told you this bank story, they will say that this bank owner is an idiot. They will not think any good of him. Tell him, if you would refuse this about life, how could you have your whole salvation and paradise depending on something similar to that? I mean, if this is regarding the world, ahlan wa sahlan, tafaddal. Then what about the hereafter? Do you take this chance? If this doesn't make sense, how does that make sense? You're going to say it's in the Bible? Even in the Bible, you have evidences that don't support you. So where is this information coming from? From people, from men. So this is more or less what is intended here. This was had nothing to do with the khutbah. Right? This was another khutbah right now. But I want you to understand these things because I know most of you are new Muslims, some of you are old Muslims. And the first thing you have to come across is your family members who say, what in the world made you become a terrorist? How does terrorism feel? How many bombs do you have in your pocket right now? And when are you going to blow us up so I can prepare for the occasion? Maybe I could run away before you do it. This is what they're going to think of you. Unless you're able to explain to them what life is about and what Islam is about and what we are trying to teach over here, you will be in trouble with your family members for a long time. Because they will keep thinking you made the wrong decision. When you explain to them the other way around, then they will realize that they have the wrong decision and that you are okay. Either they will follow you and be smart, or they will be arrogant and remain upon their falsehood. But at least they will know that what they're upon is falsehood. And we need to clarify that to them. So their conclusion is that everything worships Allah except the majority of the son of Adam. As Allah says, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And you will not find the majority of people, even if you try hard, to be believers. The majority of people, ikhwan, will be disbelievers. Allah has blessed us here that we are among what? The believers. You could be outside right now, not believing in Allah or His messengers, not caring about the Day of Judgment or doing anything about it, and thinking that you are living a beautiful life that will remain with you till eternity. And this is incorrect. But Allah has taken you out of the darkness and put you in the light of Islam so you will understand. So we need to be thankful to Allah. Thankful to Allah. How do you be thankful to Allah? You write a letter that says thank you? No. You use the things that Allah gave you and things that please Allah. Allah gave you health? Don't go waste it. Do something for Islam with it. Allah gave you memory? Don't go waste it memorizing songs. Memorize the Quran and some narrations. Allah gave you intelligence? Don't waste it trying to play chess and puzzles. Use it for something that will help you explain things to the people. Whatever Allah gave you, everyone has a quality. Use it for the sake of Allah. This is how you show thankfulness to Allah. If you show thankfulness, Allah will increase you and will keep your favor upon you and will keep it for you longer until you meet Him. Then you will die as a successful person. This and Allah knows best. Walhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa sallama tasliman kathira. We have a time for one question.
One only.
Where is the brother? Isn't there a class right now you have?
Somebody else, but yes. But one question only.
Well, they have a class, no? Yes.
How does the free will affect the human being from being arrogant than the other creature?
How does the free will
affect the human being so that he becomes arrogant than the other creature?
I see, this is a good question. Right. Basically, if I understand correctly, correct me, because I might start speaking on my own and I don't understand the point. Right. The rest of the creation doesn't have free will. Is that what you mean? But we have been given the free will. Because of the free will, we become arrogant. Because you have the choice, you will do it or you will not do it. If you work for someone and he makes it mandatory for you to do something, you really don't have a free will. You will have to do it. If he tells you, if you want, do it. If you want, don't do it. You may say, man, I'm too good for this. You know, it may be cleaning the toilet. Let's say you get a job, or part of your job is cleaning the toilet. If you have it as an obligatory thing, you have no choice, right? If you have a choice, say, man, I'm too good to clean the toilet. I'm not going to clean no toilet. Because of the free will, I don't know if I'm going in the right direction. Because of the free will, you may become arrogant. Now, this is relevant to the test that the son of Adam has. Now, when Allah mentioned the creation, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, it didn't mention all of the creation, it mentioned specifically jinn and ins. Why? Because we have been given the quality of intellect associated with free will. The test of the son of Adam is how to use the intellect in accordance to the free will. Where you don't become so free, where you free yourself from obedience. This is what the problem is. People think they're so free that they're free not to worship Allah. And they are. As far as qadr, as far as decree, as far as legislation, no one is free not to worship Allah, right? Everyone is commanded to worship Allah. But does Allah oblige His creation to worship Him? No. Everyone has the free will. Because of the free will, people become arrogant. But that free will is the epitome of the test. It is the manifestation of the test, where you will either obey Allah and follow, or you will disobey Allah and turn away. I don't know. Allah musta'an. I don't even know what I said. If you understood, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Anyone else? I guess they said there's the other teacher's not here, so we could just, you know, chop it up, as they say. Well, let's go home. طيب سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.